following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
The following production of the Bang Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Bang Radio.
Bang! Bang! Bang!
Gobble, gobble on this, man.
Do the bang thing. Do the bang thing.
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
Hey, Browns. Mike Polk, season ticket holder. You are wasting valuable space on our majestic shoreline, and what do we get out of it from you? 10 miserable games a year, including 2 preseason games that I have to pay for, and 1 shitty Kenny Chesney concert.
Where does Tom Brady rank on your all-time list, Troy Aikman?
Well, he's awfully hot.
I think Troyton's a queer.
Hello.
13-year NFL vet, Super Bowl participant, 6-time Pro Bowler, Donovan McNabb.
I've been just going home.
Baker. You know, brothers, you know I'm Baker.
I got
you know
them.
I love Baker.
You're
going
to love
this. Baker.
As a white man, I have to take a stand. I remain outraged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roberts.
I'm going to whip my ding ding out.
And now, here's John and Tom.
Breeze kneels, and this one is over. The Saints don't have to run another play. And this rivalry's back on after the Saints' victory here tonight. And man, did they need that.
Oh, who's undefeated?
Shit, the Redskins almost got him since the last time we talked. God damn, we were that close.
I know, Dallas almost beat him with Brandon Whedon.
Tell you what. No, please, don't even go there. But Devontae Freeman has been one of my favorite players this year.
Oh, the guy's a beast.
He is a beast. And, you know, with a league that's pass, they do the classic run to set up the pass until last night, where they'll throw the ball in the first half, and then the second half, he goes for 150 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Well, I am Tom, he is John, and here's Reevesy.
Hi, everybody. Reeves here, and you're listening to Bang Radio Hour 261. Basically, with the American game coming over to England, I'm really hoping that we don't get Phil Simms doing any of the Eagles games, because as a Brit, it's hard enough to figure out the game as it is. Imagine if England exported rugby to America and they had a retarded parakeet on TV to explain it. Duh!
Look, as much as I like a tasteless joke, I got to inform our friends from over the pond, you can't be using such insensitive language in this country anymore. I mean, if we were to call people Sims around here, that's a serious insult. He is an idiot. Last night I caught him saying something like, when you give it to Devontae Freeman and he gets around the edge, it's a really good thing. On an offensive play. He had to throw that in at the end as if you thought, gee, really?
Right.
An offensive play?
All right, coming up, Tom Brady hates food. The world hates Greg Hardy, except for Phil Simms. Phil Simms said, Greg Hardy could lead this team to the Super Bowl. I was like, did he really? Has he listened to the rest of the world?
Well, yeah, and then looked at the rest of the roster.
Right. Whedon, speaking of the rest of the roster, Whedon hates Garrett. Mr. Perfect hates the animal. And Jim Tom Sula hates reporters. And Allie LaForce is just an idiot. And we'll get to that all coming up. But first, we have to welcome someone back to the show, John.
Well, before we do that, let me just say something about our opening. Okay, for all you CBS, Fox, ESPN, any of you that carry a Saints game on prime time anymore, NBC, we get it. They had a freaking hurricane. All right, we fucking get it. They had a fucking hurricane, and the Saints and their big win. We fucking get it. We don't need it every freaking goddamn time. Take us back down to Bourbon Street and show me some jazz or something else. Show me some fat guy cooking some gumbo. All right, I get it. You had a freaking hurricane.
Yeah, it was 10 years ago. It was 10 years ago last month.
I know, and I'm not going to say anything about the guy who blocked the punt and has ALS now, because that's just awful.
Well, I know Saints fans that don't have a problem being there.
I am very happy
to be here.
What is his name? I gotta go look him up, man. I forgot his name. I know somebody will tell me.
Okay, so anyway, he contacted you, right, about coming back on the show?
Well, no. Tilliard, every week, has taken it upon himself to go on our Facebook page and write a nice long review of what happened in both of our Pick'em Leagues, the Eliminator Challenge and the Pick'em Leagues. So I said, hey, man, record this for us, assuming he would understand that. I mean, give us a quick rundown, especially after the last show when I said, I wanted him to do it like some overexcited British sportscaster, right?
Right.
But he made a seven-minute video. Which is great, by the way. Go on the Facebook page and watch it. He is a riot. He doesn't realize it, but he's a riot.
Oh, my wife was cracking up watching that video. So we took it. We took it and condensed it, obviously. We're not going to play a seven-minute video of Tilliard on the show, you know.
No, but we could, and y'all would love it.
But we'll give you a little taste of it, because, you know, we run the Eliminator Challenge and also the Pigskin Pick'em. We've got the Bang Radio Hour groups over on ESPN's website, and you know, we haven't actually done an update the whole season since we started. I mean, we've talked about the Eliminator Challenge a couple times, but here, Tilliard's got a bit of an update for you.
Oh, for God's sakes.
T to the I to the LL to the Y to the ARD. What a bitch. It's Tilliard here.
Wait a minute.
Oh, my God. Oh shit, dude! It's like he's got his gang sign up. What up, Biatch Tilliard here? And then up goes the pinky Tilliard here.
What the hell is that?
He poured out a 40 for his homies and then had a cup of tea.
Oh.
He had a spot of tea Tilliard here. I love that.
Wow!
I can see him standing at the front door of your mansion. Yes, come in, sir. Tilliard here.
Oh my gosh. Hold on a second. We gotta I can't get that music out of the beginning, but when he comes on I can change it. Hang on.
T to the I to the LL to the Y to the ARD. What up, bitch? It's Tilliard here. And we're here for the fantasy update. I'm recording it today on request from Bang. So yeah, this is the standings we got after, what is it now, week 5. So, leading...
Wait a minute. I gotta turn that off, because now he doesn't sound like it anymore.
John, you better be not gangster rapping up there!
All right, let's...
If I catch you smacking your bitch up, you're grounded!
All right, let's hear the update.
In the way now, the great Corn Julio, possibly an Atlanta fan.
Dude, what is with these British guys and their politically incorrectness? Over here, you have to, the J is an H sound. It's Julio.
Right.
We have to be inclusive. It's Julio.
He goes, that might be, wait a second. He said that might be something. Hang on.
Falcons fan, who knows?
Oh, that might be a Falcons fan. Who knows? Well, what do you think? You think me?
Perhaps that. Just perhaps.
Oh, man. That's too good. All right. Let's see here. Let's continue on. Oh, no. I didn't stop. I got to start again. Jesus Christ.
T to the I to the LL to the Y to the ARD. What a bitch. It's Tilliard here. I'm here for the fantasy update. Recording it today on the question bank. So yeah, this is the standings we got.
I can't even take it. I can't.
I can't even hear anything else he's saying. I'm laughing too damn hard.
But after, what is it now? Week 5. So, leading the way now, the great Corn Julio. Possibly an Atlanta Falcons fan, who knows. Then we got Crocodile Dundee. I'm not quite sure if that really works as a pun or... it's actually a three-way tie for second place now. Gronk, ronk, bonk, bonk.
Gronk, gronk, bonk, bonk.
See, I imagine that this would be the opposite if they were sitting over there listening to a couple Southern boys around here going, yup, yup, God dang right, ooh, yup.
What up, bitch?
John, you better not be up there bonking your gronk.
It's Tilliard here.
I gotta breathe.
The big loser this week was Breeze Nuts. And he got 3 right this week. Big, big shocker after getting 14 right 2 weeks previous. So they've really lost out. Now let's move on to the incredibly misleading named Eliminator Challenge, where nobody is actually eliminated.
True. Right.
And yeah, as you can see, I don't want to brag or anything, but I actually have the only perfect entry left in this league. So obviously I am leading the way.
It is one eyebrow
but,
up.
In terms of the tie-breaking points, I am still quite a long way behind. And we also had the...
What the hell was that?
I was moving forward because he has about 8 minutes worth of talk behind that, so I was just moving it forward towards the end.
I thought he got shocked.
No, that's just the thing I stuck in there like you throw in whenever you make a switch over.
It's called a transition.
Oh, thank you. Transition. There we go. We transitioned right. John to the end.
All right.
Ravens and the Browns. Yeah, a big gutsy pick there by Deflated Monkey Balls there to pick the Browns this week. Yeah, big credit to that person there.
Oh, I'm not listening to that. No. Hey, I gotta give props to that person, Deflated Monkey Balls. I mean, you picked the Browns. That's pretty good, man.
He caught Tilliard's attention. The Deflated Monkey Balls.
T to the I to the LL to the Y to the ARD. What a bitch. It's Tilliard here.
We need the James Bond music for the Tilliard here.
That's
part.
It. That's it. Yes. Yes.
Oh, hell. John, you are the best. Harrogate's finest. Jesus Christ. Where the hell do we go from here? As George Costanza would say, that's it, folks. We're out of here.
Yeah, we could end the show on that note.
That's right. No sense going downhill from here.
Oh, Tilliard, how you feeling?
Breeze Nuts.
Right.
he was the big loser this week.
What a bitch.
He's back.
See, people asked me all summer long after we were grieving John's retirement. They were like, what's the big deal? You just don't get it. I hope you do now.
I get it.
John's the best.
Oh, man.
Hey, if you need any American friends to say anything for you over there to get laid, I'll help you out. Just pick me up on your phone. Say, hey, bang. You know, I'll tell them how great you are over here in the United States, how popular. They'll treat you like a beetle.
I'm a freaking soldier.
You are a soldier, Tilliard.
What up, bitch? It's Tilliard here.
You know he's got his underwear hanging half above his pants. Leaned up against his 3-wheel Escalade.
All right. I think we should probably get onto the show now. Were we doing show here? No.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, it's the John Tilliard show with these two guys that are just going to sit here and laugh at it.
Well, now I got to say, maybe we should play the entire 7.5 minutes.
Now, see, he says he's not doing one next week. No, sir. No, sir. If you're going to take the time to write it, you can videotape it.
Tell him we'll give him a 10% raise.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's right. He gets extra banana peels next week. Now Reeves is going to want something.
Tom Brady went on this really weird rant yesterday about how we're all brainwashed, John.
We are? Yes. Really? Yeah. We all sit around and watch the NFL on the TV.
No, it has nothing to do with that. Okay. We're brainwashed into drinking Coca-Cola and eating Frosted Flakes.
Oh, really? At the same time, that seems kind of...
That's gross.
Extravagant. Yeah, it doesn't seem quite right.
Well, he was defending his personal trainer. His Boston Magazine has gone after his trainer and called him a snake oil salesman for claiming that his products could cure cancer and concussions. And
that's a pretty broad thing.
Right.
Here's my magic Band-Aid. I mean, it shaped like a pyramid. He has to wear it on his head.
Anyway, Tom Brady said that the real problem, John, is the way our food system is set up in America, where companies work to trick us into buying unhealthy stuff. And he was on WEEI in Boston. And right. And here's part of what he said.
I would love to encourage all my teammates to, you know, eat the best way they possibly can, to eat, to have high school athletes. And now that's not the way our food system in America is set up. Yeah, it's very different. You know, they have a food pyramid, and I disagree with that. I disagree with a lot of things that people tell you to do. I mean, you'll probably go out and drink Coca-Cola and think, oh, yeah, that's no problem. Why? Because they pay lots of money for advertisements to think that you should drink Coca-Cola for a living? No, I totally disagree with that. And when people do that, I think that's quackery. The fact that they can sell that, you know, to kids, that's poison for kids. But we still do it. I mean, that's just America, and that's what we've been conditioned to. So, you know, we believe that Frosted Flakes are actually is a food. You know, you just keep eating those things, and you keep wondering why, you know, we do have just incredible, you know, rates of disease in our country. And no one thinks that has anything to do with what we put in our body.
Wow.
Actually, a lot of people do. And you know what? I agree with him 100%.
I do, too.
Except for, you can't drink Coca-Cola for a living. I don't know what you've been doing for a living for your whole life other than playing a game where you're so out of touch with reality. But none of us out here are actually have a job drinking Coca-Cola. Okay. I disagree with the food pyramid, too. I prefer an octagon. I think it's much more aesthetically pleasing. But no, he's right, you know, because they do feed us garbage. And I saw a report, 6 months ago in a couple of science magazines that I look at, that they're really actively trying to create an ingredient that will make you want to eat more, to addict you to it. You eat a chip, and you have to eat another one because your brain goes, I need another one.
Oh, yeah, man.
All right. You know, look, it's no secret I've done quite a few things wrong in my life, but I never smoked crack, and I never took heroin because I know the first time you touch it, it goes, hey, you need to talk to me again.
Right, and again, now. And again, and again, and again.
Right, it grabs you the first time, and that's what they're trying to invent to put on your frickin' chips. So, I completely agree with him. You know, we are conditioned to be cattle. We're really nothing but just whatever fodder it's needed to make profits.
The Frosted Flakes, the frosted part, is just sugar. That's the frosted on the flakes is sugar, and sugar is the devil.
Well, they do tie it to a lot of things. However, in Frosted Flakes' defense, I got to say, they are great.
Oh, boy.
Motherfuckers are delicious.
Jeez.
Frosted Flakes and a banana. It's good. With a 2 liter of Coke? Boy, that's my morning, baby.
What up, bitch?
Seriously, though, you go through, you know, we have these super Walmarts here that take over everything. So you know, everything you need to buy from your car insurance all the way down to a frozen popsicle is there.
Right.
So you go through the grocery store, and it's all these people and they're freaking rascals. Big gigantic freaking blobs of people with freaking baskets full of frozen pizza.
Right.
Yeah. 12 kids hanging off of them. They're like possums. Big fat possums.
Yeah. And they can also get a $4 smock to wear.
Right. Yeah. Right. And, right. I honestly think there's something in the water somewhere. But I agree with him when it comes to it. I don't know. What was he talking about to get to that? Just, he's, you know, is that what he's telling his teammates at the line of scrimmage? Bob, you're looking a little fat there.
Well, no, because Boston Magazine criticized his trainer.
Oh, that's right. They called him a snake oil salesman.
Yeah, and he said, well, no. The problem is, and he went off on food, man.
Well, what is the trainer giving him that made him say that?
I have no idea. Just it's probably
copperhead venom or something.
It's his trainer, and he's just going to stick up for him, you know. But
what is he, in his 15th year?
Brady? Something like that.
Just won the Super Bowl, blowing everybody out of the freaking water now. Just kicking the shit out of the league again. Whoa. Whatever the dude's selling him, it's working, don't you think?
Well, I don't think Coca-Cola will be hiring him to do any endorsements anytime soon, so.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, I don't think he would endorse them, obviously, or Frosted Flakes.
That would be funny, like have him run in and punch Tony the Tiger in the mouth. You're fucking up the kids of America, bitch!
All right, let's move on to Greg Hardy. He has all the attention in the NFL because this also has to do with Tom Brady, because they were getting ready to play the Patriots and get their ass kicked the other day. And, you know, Hardy, he was asked if he intended to speak out against domestic violence. You know, and for anybody who doesn't know, Greg Hardy was suspended the first 4 games of the season. He wasn't convicted of anything, but he was charged originally with some domestic abuse.
It was pretty nasty, and he paid the woman to shut up.
Well, that's what we've heard, yeah. But There's yeah. no
well,
nobody.
I'm going to say it. I believe.
Right.
I'm Nancy Grace in this one.
Well, and that's fine. I'm not doubting it. I don't doubt it one bit.
He's a cowboy. He did it twice.
The case went away, and his suspension was reduced because it happened before the new domestic abuse policy was put in place and whatever. But he was back for the fifth game against the Patriots. And but he was asked leading up to the game if he intended to speak out against domestic violence or involve himself with a local shelter. And all he said was that he planned to stick to the game plan and not do anything different. He kept everything right. that he was asked about any of that all went straight to football and being focused on football and yada, yada, yada. But he did say
he was Brady in him. He was Belichick in him.
Well, I thought he was Marshawn Lynch in him. I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. So he was absolutely saying nothing.
Well, he was just talking football. He was, you know, he didn't do anything. There's nothing he said that he could get fined for.
Got it.
You know what I mean? And he was there and he was available to be interviewed by the media, which you're required to do. But anyway, he was excited that his return was against the Patriots. He said, quote, "I love seeing Tom Brady. He's cool as crap. Have you seen his wife? I hope she comes to the game. I hope her sister comes to the game. I hope all her friends come to the game. It's one of my favorite games of the year, guys."
I don't need to be a genius to figure out what he's alluding to.
Well, he's just saying that Giselle is hot and her sister's probably hot and her friends are probably hot.
Yeah, and they should all come to the game and meet him afterwards for a couple of drinks. I didn't think he played a bad game, actually. I thought he was pretty nasty watching him play. I was thinking to myself, shit, I don't want to see him anytime soon.
No, he was fantastic. But he also said, "I'm coming out guns a-blazing." Oh, my God. He's coming out.
He's a gangster.
I love when they asked Jerry about that. He said, well, you know, guns are not allowed on the field. That's kind of just a figure of speech. And I'm like, did he really have to explain that to people? I mean, did they think he
Black
was really?
Black man said gun.
Did they think he was really going to come out on the field with a real fucking gun in his hand?
Yes, they did. Black man said gun. I'm guaranteeing you he had SWAT men, maybe not Jerry, but, you know, just the general police and populace in general, just immediately called SWAT, which showed up in their freaking army helicopters and shit with their Stinger missiles and whatnot, and they're ready to take him down.
Well, then a reporter says to him, hey, by the way, the wife of Jacksonville quarterback Blake Bortles is attractive as well. He goes, is she? This kind of information is important. That's how I select my Pro Bowls.
So he just said Blake Bortles is going to the Pro Bowl.
Now, here's the thing. There's been a bunch of other guys who have gotten in trouble for domestic violence over the past several years. Lots of them.
Right.
Lots and lots of them who didn't even get suspended at all.
No, that's true.
You know, a bunch of them. But this one, this particular situation with Greg Hardy, and I don't know if it's because he hates the Cowboys, and I'm talking about Terry Bradshaw.
Right.
But afterwards, oh my God, he went off about this after the game was over because, you know, people were talking about what a great game he had, and Bradshaw wasn't having that. He wanted to say something else.
This is wrong. We have no place for this, and I'm actually tired of talking about the Hardys of the world, and I really, really seriously hope that eventually we never have a place in the NFL for people that touch a woman, strike a woman. Now, anybody, in my opinion, that lays a hand on a woman, I don't care who you are, my friend. You never come back in this league. But Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, in his desperation to get a pass rusher, said, well, you know what, America, my Cowboy fans, he's all right. He's a good boy. We're going to get him all straightened out over here and bring him in there, which he did. He has a first news conference. He makes a fool of himself. And then Jerry goes out and says, well, Elizabeth, he basically becomes an enabler himself.
Boy, he's angry. He's angry, John.
He's an enabler. Right. He's an enabler. He's out there getting women for Greg Hardy to punch. He's putting them on that Cowboys party bus and bringing them right down there for Greg Hardy to kick in the stomach.
I think Terry hates the Cowboys or something. I don't know. He hates Jerry or something.
You know, I think it's the sentiment that everybody likes to project that they're perfect and that they can never. But at the same time, he's going to get reinstated, right?
Yeah.
So somebody's going to go for him, and the Cowboys have always been able to absorb controversy. I mean, God damn it. Their freaking wide receivers stabbed a teammate in the neck with a pair of scissors, and he's in the Hall of Fame.
You can't prove that.
Oh, shut up. It's in the book. So, you know, I can't fault them for doing it. All right. And if there's anything that what we realize in this world, in this country, freaking talent gets a pass, and that's it.
Yeah.
And we ought to get used to it because we all cheer for it and go rah, rah, rah.
All right, now, talk about going 180 degrees. Here's Michael Irvin talking about Greg Hardy after the game.
Sorry, everybody, and I don't want to be insensitive to it. Well, everybody's mad about the video, and we may be great. We got him at a low point. We signed him to a long-term deal right now. Like, just stepping in here, sneaking in here. Because, man, that dude was coming, man. He was really coming. It was so impressive.
Mm-hmm.
It was so impressive to see that. It was mind-boggling impressive.
He's Michael Irvin, did you hear him? He goes, hey, look, now's the time to sign him to a long-term contract
after one game.
He had a good rush here, got a sack there. He almost got him there. There was the pressure. He made a nasty comment about his wife and his sister and all her friends. So he's a cowboy.
Oh, hey, I want to call Jerry. We got to tell him happy birthday, and well, and we can also ask him about this deal with Hardy. But I got to ask. I'm a little bit better now than I was a couple weeks ago. And we need to talk to him. So let's get Jerry on the phone because we got to talk to him about a couple things here.
Hello,
Jerry Jones, John and Tom from the Bang Radio Hour.
Hi, hey boys, how you doing? Hang on a second. Let me see if I can remember who the hell you are.
Oh, come on, Jerry.
Oh, right. All right, my secretary done pointed you out in the book. Okay, how you doing there, boys?
We're good. Hey, look, you told me I was coming down to play quarterback, remember?
I told lots of people they was coming down to play quarterback.
Oh, did you?
Goddamn it, Tom, haven't you been paying attention? I need a goddamn quarterback, and I need it like yesterday.
Well, hey, by the way, happy birthday, Jerry.
Oh, well, thank you, Tom. I'll tell you what, I'm going to have me a celebration that the whole goddamn world would love to have.
Oh,
I'm
really?
I'm going to tell you something. We rich people live completely different from all of you guys.
I know. I can't even comprehend it.
Look, we is going out tonight, me and my buddies, my rich friends, and we is going to have us an endangered animal hunt.
Endangered animal hunt? Like, are you leaving the country?
What's that? Yeah, we're going down to, I believe we're going to India this time. I think we're going
out
to the Bengal tiger.
No, oh, you're not going to kill a Bengal tiger. There's nowhere you... What do you
no,
got
no,
some...
No, 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 no. Don't misunderstand here, Tom. We are not animals ourselves, no. We ain't going to shoot none of them. We're just going to have sex with them.
What?
That's right. We hit them with a tranquilizer dart, Tom, and then we do whatever the hell we want with them until it wakes up. God. Let me tell you something, Tom. You do not know. What?
Did you hear this guy, man? What? What are you talking about, Jerry?
I'm telling you, we live different than you, and you do not understand how powerful it feels when you're mounted up and going to town on the back of the end of the last white rhino. It's such a majestic creature, Tom. Now, don't play coy.
What are you talking about?
Hey, it's just an Arkansas thing, and that's all I'm going to say about it. Now, what did you call me to talk about? You didn't want to hear about my animal story, so I guess you're just not going to get to hear about my birthday party, and you certainly ain't going to be invited.
I'm just stunned right now, Jerry. Yeah, I don't know, man. That is a thing, I guess. I can't even wrap my head around what it's like to live in your world.
All right, I am the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, the preeminent franchise of any company in the entire world. I do basically whatever the hell I want. I've been to the moon twice. I bet you didn't know that.
Yes, you are the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, and you signed one Greg Hardy, who looks like a fantastic football player. We're not sure about Greg Hardy the man, but he looks like a great football player. But a lot of controversy this week around him, Jerry. What's up with that?
Greg Hardy is a unique individual. See, he speaks his mind. He's very direct and very very honest about his feelings. And look, I guess he was just interested in I don't know, perhaps a sexual interlude with Giselle or Tom and his sister and maybe all her friends. I don't see how that could be such a bad thing, because really his wife's one of the hottest women in the world. We've all got to agree to that. I'm sure that all of us can see that. And who wouldn't want to give her the old pigskin? I know I would. I know I would. And his sister, well, I've never met her, but Greg must see something he likes in her, and that's good enough for me.
I want to play something for you here, because you've made a change in Dallas. You go into the bye week, and you've decided to bench Brandon Weeden. You're going to start Matt Cassel, and I've got a little bit of excitement about this.
Let me tell you something. Matt Cassel throws the prettiest pass that you have ever seen. I'm telling you what. It looks like Dan Marino crawled up and tied Troy Aikman's butt and died. It is the most beautiful spiral, and it lands exactly where he's throwing it every single time. Look, pardon me, I get all choked up even thinking about it. We did a drill one time where I went down with a Sharpie, and I colored in one blade of grass at the 20-yard line, and he stood out in the parking lot and hit it twice.
Jeez. Oh,
it's amazing. The Cowboys are going to the playoffs.
All right. Well, you see, come back on after the bye with Matt Cassel, and from what I understand, it is possible that Dez Bryant might return then as well.
Absolutely. We sent him over to Denmark, got the stem cells directly from, I believe, a Planned Parenthood package that came in fresh from San Francisco. So he got the best of them, and it grew right back. I'm telling you, he's perfect, ready to go.
All right. Well, I want to play an audio clip here of your quarterback, well, now your backup quarterback, Brandon Weeden.
He's dead to me, Tom. Let's just face it.
Well, here, this is what he said about the switch to Matt Cassel.
How do you think I feel? Clearly, pissed. But you know what? I'm a pro. You know, I'm going to handle it the right way. I'm going to go about it the right way. I'm not here. I'm not going to make excuses. I'm not going to throw a pity party for myself. I'm a pro. I'm going to handle it the right way and go back to business as usual.
Yeah, that's right. Business as usual means parking with the fans. You understand that? Let's see a man like a pro. Oh, well.
All right. Well, I gotta say, when I think about Matt Cassel and Dez Bryant as opposed to Brandon Weeden and no Dez Bryant, it's a little more promising, a little more optimistic about coming down to Jerry World there to see the Eagles game in November. I think that might be a little better. I like it.
I appreciate you saying so, Tom. Yep. I'm telling you what, it's almost as good as one of them Mexican hookers pretending my dick got hard. It's worth it. It's worth it to hear.
All right, Jerry. Hey, go easy on those animals, okay?
Hey, then it wouldn't be a party now, would it?
All right, bye-bye, Jerry.
Bye.
Bang Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Bang Radio Hour official NFL predictions for Week 6. I'm your host, Harry Sphincter. Despite a winless start, stone-faced Lions head coach Jim Caldwell is still confident he can attain his personal best 3-win season in 2015. Not this week. Bears win 27-17. After his fifth straight loss, an embarrassed 49ers head coach Jim Tomzula finds out he's been calling plays from his nephew's youth hockey playbook. Ravens win 26-13. Continuing to cash in on marketing success, Peyton Manning's right arm will now be sponsored by the Handy Wipe Dish Rag Corporation. The Browns shocked the Broncos 21-17. Dolphins fans are encouraged after the team successfully lines up for the kickoff. Things go downhill from there. The Titans initiate Dan Campbell, 31-10. Bitten by the injury bug, the Redskins post a beware of dog sign on the line in place of injured left tackle Trent Williams. Jets beat the beaten up Redskins 26-14. The Chiefs electrify their fans with a third touchdown pass to a wide receiver this season with a perfectly executed Hail Mary in the closing seconds. Vikings win 28-6. And now an NFL fast fact. The Arizona Cardinals save money on road trips by using Carson Palmer's senior discount on hotels and meals. Arizona smacks the Steelers 34-24. Desperate to spur the offense, the Texans start their mascot at quarterback. The Jaguars mascot, starting at strong safety, picks him off three times en route to a Jacksonville win 28-12. In the closing seconds, controversy erupts as the referees flag Panthers center Ryan Khalil for a uniform violation and award the Seahawks the go-ahead touchdown. Seattle wins again, 24-14. Displaying an outstanding proactive attitude, Buffalo Bills head coach Rex Ryan composes his post-game excuse lists Saturday evening. The Bengals remain unbeaten, 23-3. Hundreds were injured today in a stadium collapse after Packers defensive tackle B.J. Raji returned a fumble for a touchdown and performed a Lambeau leap. The Green Bay Packers cruise over the Chargers 36-27. The Colts' bold strategy of covering Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski with 11 men pays off as he's held to 145 yards and 4 touchdowns on only 13 receptions. Pats win 43-27. Trying to rally his offense in the second half, Eagles quarterback Sam Bradford calls a players-only meeting in the showers during a TV timeout. Giants win 27-24. Remember, These predictions are just for fun, and if you use them for gambling purposes, you're an idiot.
VOTech. VOTech. For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech.
Real men of genius.
Real men of genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Doggy Halloween Costume Designer.
Mr. Doggy Halloween Costume Designer.
Only a true genius would spend hours with a needle and thread to make an animal look like a different animal.
Sparky's a chicken now.
You've cleverly discovered that there's nothing funnier than a dangerous growling ballerina or a tiny barking pirate.
Walk the plank while I lick my butt.
You've miraculously discovered the one thing missing from people's lives is a pit bull disguised as a hooker.
Hope you like it, doggy style.
So go ahead, throw another cheerleading costume on a cocker spaniel, because despite all your efforts to make them seem human, at the end of the day, they'll still eat their own poop.
Mr. Doggy Halloween Costume Designer.
Hi, this is former Buckeye wide receiver Brian Hartline. You're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour.
Swing and a miss. Cubs win. Cubs win. Cubs win. Breaking ball got him. The Cubs with a massive celebration.
Wait a minute. Cubs win World Series.
Yeah, something, huh? Who would have thought? 100-1 shot. I wish I could go back to the beginning of the season, put some money on the Cubs.
I just meant, what did you just say?
I said I wish I could go back to the beginning of the season, put some money on the Cubbies.
Everybody knows about it, but I love it. It's unbelievable to me, it probably won't happen, but it could. Normally in the past, the Cubs were not going anywhere near the World Series. I mean, what's it been? It was like, what, 483 BC the last time they were there?
All of these, yeah, really, really. Great grandparents remember that. Right. But all of the teams that are left, they're playing the Mets, for God's sake.
Right?
Yeah, the Blue Jays. That Blue Jays game 5 the other day was one of the wildest things I've ever seen.
Unbelievable.
That was a trip. I was watching that, and holy shit. And, you know, aside from the three errors, the fact that Joey Bautista hit the big bomb and then did what he did, it's like, of course that's who's going to do it. Of course you bring him up in that situation. He's Mr. Clutch.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Some guy in the stands threw beer all over some little three-year-old, man, and they arrested him.
Yeah, good. Good. That's good. You know, what I thought was funny, though, was how when they were all throwing everything on the field, how they were all getting mad in a Canadian accent. They were all going, boo! Hey! Hey, you down there, boo! And they were throwing beer. Hey, that's my beer there. Don't be throwing it.
All right. So just real quick, for anybody who doesn't know, you know, because, I mean, it's not like the movie came out in 1985, Back to the Future Part 2 with Michael J. Fox. Yep. And in the movie, in 1985, they travel 30 years into the future and they're in October of 2015 when the Cubs win the World Series. And he can't believe it. And he said, you know, and the guy said, I wish I could go back and put some money on the Cubbies. And that's what gave him the idea to buy Gray's Sports Almanac and take it back in time with him so that he could bet on all these sporting events that he already knew the outcome of. Which, you know, of course, old Biff got it and took it back to himself, back to the 60s or whatever it was. And Biff started betting, and Biff World was born, and he was rich and all that, and blah, blah, blah.
Spoiler alert. For those of you searching through Netflix, now you don't have to.
There right.
You
go. So,
however,
yeah.
You can watch Michael J. Fox before he was known as Shaky McGee.
But, right. 30 years ago, Back to the Future Part 2 predicted that the Cubs would win the World Series in 2015. We'll see if it happens. Something that also had not happened for quite some time happened this past weekend, and that was this.
Third down, Packers. Quick toss right side of the ball. Got it and intercepted. Got it at the line and intercepted by the Rams. My goodness. James Laurinaitis gathered it in, and that's the first interception thrown by Aaron Rodgers here at Lambeau Field since December 12, 2012 against Minnesota.
December of 2012. Now, this is a phenomenal streak. I know it's over. It ended. But the fact that almost three full years since he threw an interception at home, do you realize, I mean, seriously, how amazing that some pass wasn't just deflected by somebody and you know what I mean? It's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, just even any kind of gork, just the wind goes the wrong way. You're up in the frozen north, after all. The thing that I get a kick out of is how the announcer sounds like he absolutely honestly can't believe it happened. And the crowd sounds like the same background noise crowd you hear in the middle of a big disaster.
Right.
Yeah. They don't know what to do. They're all ready to stampede towards the exits. They think the world's coming to an end.
What is that? What has happened?
Holy crap there. What happened? That's the shortest punt I ever did see. Holy smokes. What are you doing punting on second down here, Aaron? Hey.
Come on. Damn it.
Oh, I bet she was working that little freaking working ball she had really hard.
Oh, you know it.
Yeah. Hey there. What was that?
Don't you think so? Go there, farm there.
Oh, my God.
Who do they have this week? Who do the Packers have this week?
Packers have the Chargers. No.
Oh, the Chargers. That's right.
Oh, it is the Chargers.
Chargers are lucky because they get to go up there when the weather is halfway decent.
Right.
You know, if they had to go up there in December, you might write them off right now.
I don't know if it's going to be halfway decent this weekend, man. It's pretty damn cold around here.
Oh, yeah? I guess I got to check it out. It's supposed to be
our high tomorrow. Our high temperature on Saturday is going to be in the 40s, man.
So I guess it's going to get windy.
Yeah, and the Buckeyes are playing a night game, so.
Yeah, Penn State and Ohio State, baby. That's this week.
It's OSU Penn State week, man.
I'll tell you what. Ohio State has shown some chinks in the armor, and Hackenberg just knows how to get out of the way just fast enough to throw an interception.
Well, Hackenberg is not going to be able to get out of Joey Bosa's way this weekend.
We'll see.
Sorry.
We shall see.
We'll see. We shall see. All right. Everybody wants to get out of Jim Tom Sula's way. Yeah. This guy. Oh, my God. Okay, so he's at a press conference.
This is a couple weeks ago. Yeah, he's at a press conference.
Right. He's at a press conference. And, here, just listen.
A lot of talent. Nothing but respect for them.
A lot of examples in football history of good quarterbacks losing their...
he's talking about the Packers. I guess he thinks they're a crappy team.
A lot of talent. Nothing but respect for them.
A lot of examples in football history of good quarterbacks losing their football history.
Now, you know, they have come out and said that's not what it sounds like, that there was a reporter in the front row that moved a leather chair. What? A leather chair. Like he was a little boy in leather shorts and lederhosen sitting on leather wingback chairs, because that's the only kind of chairs I've ever heard make a noise like that.
Football history.
It's like, seriously, if you got a leather chair making that kind of noise, that son of a bitch is one of those big wingbacks you see in those men's clubs.
Well, I don't know what report you read, but this is the report I got.
49ers head coach Jim Tom Sula farts during a press conference.
A lot of talent. Nothing but respect for them.
One of examples of football history of good quarterbacks losing their...
You've been listening to Jim Tom Sula farting during a press conference.
Well, there you go. There's the official report right there.
Football history.
You know, the thing about it is, in the press conference, when he does it, he kind of furrows his brow. Like you always do when you push a little bit.
Come on, really? You're going to sit here and blame what, John Clayton? Come on. Seriously?
Let's face it. There's not but two or three guys covering the 49ers anymore anyway.
Football history.
What a bitch. I can't get my head out of John Clayton in a leather wingback chair with some guy answering the door with white gloves going, "Tilly odd, yeah?" Looks like the 49ers are spicing up the playbook.
All right.
Let's see. What else we made fun of today? Masturbation. We've made fun of farting. We've made fun of other people's accents. So, yeah, we're par for the course for sixth grade.
Well, and there's a Buckeye fan making fun of Indiana's quarterback at the Ohio State-Indiana game. Here you go.
Hey, Apple! Apple, you suck ass!
He needs a new writer.
Yeah, he only got two lines.
Meanwhile, in the earpiece of the guy who holds the parabolic microphone, they're going, "Turn around and face the field, you fucking idiot! Turn around!" He's like, "Hang on, I'm buying a hot dog."
That's funny that Matt Millen's holding the parabolic microphone.
Hey, let me get one with extra mustard and some kraut there. Hey, yo, pipe down there. You're on the TV. Hey. Have some class. Of course, Millen gets swept up. Hey, you suck ass. You suck dick. The director has a fit. Oh, well. Oh, yeah. All right. What's next? What's next?
I don't know. I think it's a show.
Oh, shit. We got to hear Allie LaForce.
Oh, man. Well, who's the Redskins got this week?
Oh, the Redskins have. I draw a blank all the goddamn time. The New York Jets. We have to play a defense.
Oh,
are you ready for this?
Shit.
Today, we find out we have got like five starters out, including left tackle Trent Williams. Our left tackle, who's going to play this Sunday against the New York Jets, last year started for, are you ready for this? The LA Kiss!
The LA what?
The Kiss's football team. He played for Gene Simmons last year.
Oh, my God. He was in the Arena League, your left tackle?
For Gene Simmons, for God's sakes. I really liked him because his size was enabled me to get a lot of advertising space on his uniform.
I got to pick up the Jets defense.
Oh, yeah, everybody. That's your big fantasy tip. By the way, I said I'd tell you about this. In our fantasy league, we're in together where I just finally had my first defeat. This week, I'm starting Blake Bortles, baby. This dude's been rolling for fantasy points. I've been playing it tight since Roethlisberger got hurt. I've got Jameis Winston in one with him. I had Kirk Cousins in one with him. Then I lost last week. But
I'll give you Peyton Manning for Odell Beckham.
Nope, that's quite all right. I do have that Cowboys receiver, Williams.
Terrence Williams.
I did see you traded Cam Newton.
No, I got Cam Newton.
I thought Cam Newton was yours already. I thought you got him.
No. Okay, you got him. I traded. Because I'm concerned about Manning. I traded Chris Johnson for him.
I hear that Manning is going to be sponsored by Handy Wipes here soon. When you've got a rag arm, you can use Handy Wipes, and it's less effort than ever before to get stains off your counter.
I'm really looking forward to the Eagles-Giants game. I think it's going to be a fun game to watch.
Hey, you know what? Fuck John Mara of the New York Giants, okay? The Mr. Competition Committee, who sets the schedules, who has the Cowboys playing in, five bye weeks, right? Five bye weeks. The Cowboys play two times with teams coming off their bye, including the Patriots, and the Redskins have three games against teams coming off their bye in that five-week span, and the Giants have one. Mm-hmm. Fuck John Mara.
Yep. So. Yep, that's all right, John. That's all right.
Anyway.
I know you had to have been losing your mind with that last game, man. Oh my God. You had it.
We did have it, and the fact of the matter was, is even though the defense looked like they played pretty well, they really didn't play all that well. Things happen that really don't happen very often. But Kirk Cousins, tell you what, man, he's got some poise. He's young. Yeah. He's going to throw an interception or two here and there, but the dude fell down when he's breaking out of his pattern there. There's just a million things go wrong on one play. So
I know the Colts look down and out, but I am looking forward to New England at Indianapolis because that's the rematch of the deflate game.
Well, that's only a 3.5-point spread. What the hell is up with that? You know how we always say Vegas always knows something when it's something weird like that? But what the hell could they possibly know about this game?
And what do you mean 3.5-point spread? The spread, you talking about the Patriots and the Colts?
Yeah, I thought it was only 3.5 the other day.
No, it's up to 10, man.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess a lot of people are jumping.
But here's the thing, is Skip Bayless said today, he said when everybody says it's going to be a blowout, because everybody says, oh, New England's going to own this game. He says, when that happens, when everybody agrees that it's going to be a blowout, it never happens. It always goes the other way.
I can't say I agree with that.
But I don't either. Although, hey, everybody said the Falcons were going to beat the Saints.
Right. And I got to tell you, when everybody says, there's a flood coming, I'm going to turn around and run. Because I don't give a fuck about being the guy that goes, really? Are you sure?
Well, anyway, another game I'm looking forward to is the Bills and the Bengals and the Panthers and the Seahawks.
Well, yeah, Panthers and Seahawks looks interesting. I'm not so sure that the Seahawks are everything that they say they are. You know, they've gotten away with a couple of them here. The fucking refs in the back of the end zone.
I know, and there's always been, you know, when they're on the road, man, there's always a thing when they you know, at home is one thing, but on the road is a different story with Seattle. It always has been. The farther east they have to come, it seems the worse they play.
Yeah, that's true. I'll tell you what, Chicago and Detroit, Detroit's going down. Jim Caldwell is the most lucky son of a bitch in the NFL. This is a guy, Tom, who made his bones as Peyton Manning's offensive coordinator. Okay?
No Bears!
Right?
The Bears suck!
It's second down and six, Peyton. Go ahead and do whatever the fuck you want. Peyton, it's third down and 19. Do whatever the hell you want.
Dude sits up there and eats Twinkies and has a couple of glasses of wine, watches the game.
Peyton, it's if you want to punt, go ahead. If you want to, I don't care, whatever you want to do.
So he gets the job. Right when Peyton's hurt that one year, they win two games. Okay, so that makes him qualified to be the head coach of the Lions?
I don't know, man.
They got what they asked for. Look at him. He's a pussy. That shit that happened in the back of the end zone against the Seahawks, he should have laid down on the field like he was in front of a bulldozer. This game shall not commence. He should have laid down on the 35-yard line and said, you're going to have to kick it off my dick before I'll get up off this damn field. You're going to have to tee it up on my dick and kick it.
I'm going to whip my ding ding out.
He should have shot the refs. But see, that's probably why the refs did it, because Marshawn Lynch was, he had him in his sights. He was aiming. He pulled out his dick gun. But no, seriously, man, how can he not say anything? Including, I mean, after the game, he has no fire whatsoever. Last week, he thinks he's going to help his team by putting in Dan frickin' Orlovsky.
I know, man.
Fuck him. The Lions are toast. They got 0-16 in their sights, baby. Uh-huh, I'm serious. I'm not kidding. I think they stink. They stink. Sorry to all our Lion fan friends out there. Hey, Mr. Underwood. Coming off the ledge.
All right, we got one more piece of audio to play. You got anything else before we get to this? Because this is great.
No, this is fine. Go for it.
All right. So, Allie LaForce, she's one of the female reporters on, this was during the game, right?
This was
sideline.
Yeah,
reporter.
This was Alabama-Arkansas last week on right. The SEC on CBS.
Yeah, so CBS, Allie LaForce, one of those, you know, very much needed sideline reporter girls, John. Right, we have to have them, you know.
The game has a whole new dimension.
So she discovered something that was happening during the game, and it's amazing, John. I mean, it's mind-boggling.
Technology,
so here.
Technology gives us instant updates on the most important information.
This is unbelievable. So here's Allie's report from the sideline.
On top of the new sports technology, but this is a new one that I've never seen before. Right behind me are two oxygen tanks that the team traveled with. The offensive linemen are sitting on their bench listening to coach, catching their breath, and they're actually taking in oxygen so they can be more efficient the next time out. Pretty amazing.
This is Allie LaForce down here on the side place. The players have been complaining that their mouth is dry, Tom, and there are buckets of Gatorade here, and they must have anticipated this dry mouth feeling. It's amazing. Back to you. This is Allie LaForce down here on the side thingy. And do you see those funny hats that the coaches wear on their ears? Well, if you were like me and you thought it was because they were cold, you'll be surprised to know that they allowed to talk to other people someplace else in the stadium. And those people are telling them things. And I do believe, Tom, it is very possible they are telling them about the game. It's like I'm in a science fiction movie. Back to you.
Oh my God, that is unbelievable.
You know how many times the director has to tell her to face so her face is in the wind so that the wind that it doesn't whistle in her ears. Look, honey, turn your head a little bit. We're getting a little bit of whistle.
Down here on the sidelines, it looks like the Alabama players were well aware they would be playing on real grass, and so they embedded spikes into the bottom of their shoes, presumably so they could run faster. Is that even legal? I guess so. Technology is amazing. Back to you, Vern.
Oh, my gosh. That is unreal.
So I will now be following the SEC on CBS so I can listen for Allie LaForce some more.
Wow. That's great. That is absolutely great. Wow.
Are you retarded?
Yeah, I know, right? Right, TJ? Oh.
I keep hearing my name from this computer, and these men are laughing, and I don't even know who they are. It's amazing.
I bet you when the director does talk in her ear, she's like, God, is that you? Down the sidelines. No, Allie, it's me again. Listen, I want you to go find out why that guy's hurt.
Stay off the weed.
It's good stuff, man.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
All right.
Well, I hope the Redskins win this weekend.
That was fun. I don't. You're playing an AFC team. I don't need you to win a game.
We got the Jets. Yeah, but the defense is nasty, man.
Yeah, it is. Dallas can't lose this week. That's great.
No, they got the bye this week.
Yeah. Bye's favored by 4, though. So.
Right. And the Giants play I think they play the Eagles, don't they?
Yeah. So, that's why I said I was really looking forward to the Giants-Eagles game. I said that because they're playing each other. So that's kind of,
yeah. There you go. I guess I should have been paying attention. I'm sorry. I've been laughing ever since Tilliard started us off, man. I can't help it.
Well, when I brought up the game, you immediately went off on a fuck Mara tangent. So that's all you were concerned with.
Well, it's true. Fuck Mara, man. He keeps fucking both of our teams.
Charles Stopper.
All right. Okay. We'll do it again next time.
Later.
You've been listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in. One more time.
Yes, ma'am, still yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater. Your rings are a lie. You back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
With OneNet on Vodafone Business, you can make and receive landline calls from your mobile, meaning your office could be here. Or here. Or more likely, here.
Hello, Saunders Designs. How can I help?
Your office can be anywhere with our OneNet virtual landline. Available on our new and limited data plans. The future is exciting. Ready? Vodafone Business.
Max download upload speeds apply to data. Coverage may vary. Unlimited and OneNet terms at vodafone.co.uk/terms.
Tuesdays at KFC gonna get you like, wow, pow, chow, kapow, get down right now. If you know how, then take a bow, because this deal's gonna raise a brow. Get 9 pieces of original recipe chicken for an eye-popping $5.99. What the... every Tuesday at KFC. Every Tuesday from August 12th to September 3rd at participating restaurants, subject to availability.